Hey guys, Will Durst here to point out the generational sea change we witnessed at the Golden Globe Awards. Happened when creator, writer, and star of HBO's Girls, Lena Dunham, teetered to the stage sporting a full repertoire of tattoos leaking out of her ball gown in front of a worldwide audience. These weren't discreet little ankle hearts or a barbed wire bracelet across a fashionable wrist either. Big, bold tats. One was a two-house homage to the children's book heroine Eloise, spanning the width of the actress's back. And on her upper right arm, Ferdinand the Bull in a field of flowers. Now, my generation dabbled with tattoos, but generally considered them the realm of sailors, rock stars, Maori tribesmen, and Dennis Rodman. Hell, most baby boomers won't even put stickers on their laptops. But every generation needs to physically differentiate itself, and long hair was already taken. So the kids are using piercings and tats as their ticket to Hipster City. And right now, we find ourselves deep in the middle of huge tattoo escalation. Tattoos and places in quantities previously unheard of. Neck and face and forehead tattoos. Complicated sleeves and full-body tats. Not sure youth is prepared for possible complications ahead. For instance, are they aware how the canvas deteriorates and changes shape? That cute little butterfly is destined to someday grow up to be a pterodactyl. In 30 years, the houses on Lena's back could look like they were hit by a neutron bomb and melted. Also, you're not going to spend the rest of your life in jeans and a hoodie, so we got that to look forward to. On formal occasions from now on, we'll be treated to the sight of three-color mushroom clouds rising out of the small of backs, and laughing skulls popping wheelies on motorcycles made out of marijuana smoke. Then, of course, there's the problem of having a lover's name memorialized. Wonder how often Billy Bob Thornton sees Brad Pitt and asks, "Hey, how's my name holding up?" For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.